Okay, guys, so I'm sure you all know a lot of detective stories. I think that the great thing about them is that we usually find out in the end what actually happened, who murdered who, why, how, and so on. Today, I would like to talk to you about the ending of The Speckled Band. Now, remember that Holmes and Dr. Watson were in Helen Sterner's house to find out how her sister got killed? Remember that there was a sound, a hiss. When Holmes lighted a match and beat the bell rope with his cane, they heard a terrible cry. Then Holmes said, "It is all over," and went to Dr. Roylott's room with Dr. Watson. So what does this all mean? Well, think about which animal could have made this hissing sound. Any ideas? Or think about the title of the story, The Speckled Band. Which animal looks like a band that is speckled? A baboon or a giraffe? No. So the hissing sound came from a snake. When Holmes and Dr. Watson went to Dr. Roylott's room and knocked on his door, there was no answer, so they went in, and guess what they saw on Dr. Roylott's head? A speckled band, the snake. It had killed Dr. Roylott. The two men took Dr. Roylott's whip and put the snake in the safe, the place where Roylott had always kept it. They called the police and went to get Helen. Then they told her what had happened. Dr. Roylott was a clever man. He had used the rope as a bridge through the ventilator for the snake. He trained it to come back by giving it milk. The sound of heavy metal that Miss Stoner heard was the sound of the door of the safe when Dr. Roylott put the snake back. In the end, Dr. Roylott got himself killed. Sherlock Holmes wasn't sorry about that, he said. I would agree. I don't feel sorry for Dr. Roylott either. What I like about this detective story is that there is no real murderer, because the murderer is the snake. The man killing for money, which is something that happens a lot in crime stories, actually used an animal to kill his stepdaughters. That is quite an original idea, I think. Anyway, I hope you like my podcast about the ending of The Speckled Band. Bye-bye.